is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Oh, Sarah. You know what that means?
I do, Lise. It means we're doing a backup show. Either you're sick or I'm sick. Ooh. How do we know? We don't. We can only guess because we've pulled this show out of our
back pockets.
Lise, I think you're the one who's sick. You've always got throat issues. You no doubt, you've lost your voice and you're whinging about your non-existent tonsils again.
Sarah, you have a weak constitution. We all know that. You would not, you're not a survivalist, are you?
Hey, I've had my flu vax. It's not going to be me. It's going to be you, sickly one.
One of us is down. We'd like for you to enjoy our backup show.
We don't know what's in it. So, ooh, what an adventure.
Those Two Girls.
Sometimes, Lise, do you feel like we just see far too much of each other?
Well, I mean, I enjoy most of our time together, but it goes without saying that when two people spend this much time together, things start to happen, mm-hmm. don't they, Sarah?
Two fertile ladies eventually start to succumb to Mother Nature's
ways. And
things start matching up.
It's like the tides in the ocean.
And also thus our moods.
And our cycles have synced. Yes, you've heard it right. Now, gents, if you are tuning in from your ute, from your tradie vehicle, don't turn off because this is a public
service announcement. This
is actually a thing.
It's science. It's not just us, but us banging on. All right?
That's
right. Also happens sometimes. I change my accent.
This is a thing, guys. This is a thing.
Just at that time of the month, sometimes I think to myself.
This is what she does.
Sarah, you're Irish.
And
you've got some issues, girl.
That's right. And I have to put up with them. And what about me? Remember that time I yelled at you and said, stop being mean to me, I'm ovulating?
Yes,
that's
you
right.
did.
That's how I feel.
And then you said, woo, but I'm still fertile. What a joy. What a relief. I think we've got a song in us.
I'm stressing, I'm PMSing. It's the time of the month, so don't pull any stunts.
I get angry, baby, believe me. I could divorce you like that. You keep the kids, dog and cat.
So don't you touch me, 'cause I'll roundhouse kick you in the head.
'Cause you should know that my uterus is just about to shed.
'Cause I got issues, she's got them too. We've synced our cycles and that's really bad for you.
Gonna get gory, a horror story. And if looks could kill, then you'd be in a coffin.
Yeah, I got issues.
And one of them is needing some tissues. Yes, you're an idiot. It's the estrogen's fault that you are adult.
Give me Netflix. Yes, all the chick flicks. And get out of my space. Just get out, hate your face.
So don't you kiss me. I'll let you know when it is day 14.
'Cause you should know that there'll be no more action until then. 'Cause I got issues, she's got them too.
We'll need some sanitary items and a loo.
Oh, we're not sorry, no way not sorry. 'Cause we are the ones with these bloody cramps. Yeah, we got issues.
And once a month we really hate you.
New idea, Sarah.
From you?
From me. I've come up with something, possibly a project that I may undertake for this year.
Okay.
Last week, I had to go get a massage, okay, on my neck at the physio, legit massage. I had a terrible neck. What? You say legit massage like there are illegitimate massages.
I believe there are.
But this was proper physio neck massage. And it occurred to me as I was lying face down in the massage table with the oval cut out for my face, what a brilliant idea it would be for me to publish a coffee table book or a calendar or both, of people's faces in a massage table. Because is it
through
not
the hole? So taking it,
the
so
hole.
Having a photographer under the table,
yes,
snapping up at you while you look like a gargoyle as you are massaged. Is
yes,
that where
because I just feel it's the most awkward position for your face, because it's pulled, it's contorted, it's stretched, yeah, or your cheeks, they're unforgiving cushions that push your cheeks together like this, or stretch your eyes, and I feel awkward in it, but I'm like, there's money to be made in this.
I wish they'd, I'd take it a step further and roll out those beds at home.
Why,
everyone,
Sarah,
would be tummy sleepers if you could put your head through a hole at the top of your bed.
Can we go back to me publishing a coffee table book? Because I think there's something in this, Sarah. Would you not buy that, Scotty?
No, I wouldn't.
Definitely not.
Well, no. But imagine a beautiful series of portraits.
But they're not beautiful. That's the thing. Everyone looks like a decapitated head in Game of Thrones with the expression that is on people's faces.
It's caught between agony and ecstasy. Isn't it? That expression?
Yeah, but it's meant to have some kind of deep meaning, you know? You're meant to look at the photos and be like, wow, I wonder what's going through that person's
mind.
Wow.
It's a deep tissue meaning.
He's got sciatica on your knoll.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I have a public admission to make. I'm going to put myself out on the line here.
Mm-hmm.
And admit that there are several accounts that I follow on social media, mostly Instagram, that actually infuriate me, but I can't unfollow. Now, I would never comment because I'm not a keyboard warrior, and I really believe in, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
No, absolutely.
But you know those accounts that you just follow because they're a bit of a car crash, or they infuriate you, but you just, it's like watching your favourite worst TV show?
Yes.
You know,
yes,
that
where you
feeling?
Can't look away. They're like frustration follows.
Yes, Sarah. Do
yes.
you have those, or am I just a bad person?
No, I suppose I do. Where you see something that's been posted and you're like, oh, typical.
Yes.
And you don't do anything about it, but you just, oh.
Here we go again.
Here we go again.
She's going to tell us more about this.
Yes.
And all you need to do is unfollow.
Yeah.
But yet there is an enjoyment in getting frustrated.
Yeah. Is it just Lee's and me, Scott, or are you the same?
I'm shocking with this. Because people will be like, why don't you unfollow them? And you're like, no, I don't want to do that. It's sometimes, because I know you're talking about people who, like, you know, a car crash, look at what they're doing. But some of the people that I follow, if I tried to say to you, look at what they're doing, you'd be like, yeah.
They're not doing anything wrong. That's the thing.
Yeah. It's
they're
just
not.
Me. I'm frustrated. For no reason. And they're always the first story that comes up because I always watch them. I'm
well,
always, here we go.
Because they're also, most of them post too much.
Yes.
And let you in on too much. So they're the first ones up in stories.
And I think it's things like, that's really boring.
But
why
I'm watching.
Are you putting that on social media?
Oh,
that's
for sure.
Dull. And then you're frustrated.
But you're still watching.
But you're still watching.
So sure.
I don't care how you make your bed, mate.
But you do.
But I actually learn something with the hospital corners. So then I get frustrated that I think it's boring, but I've learned something.
Is it a judge? Are we addicted to secretly judging people?
Absolutely.
That's what it is,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
That's,
I mean, it's
what
ridiculous
it is.
Ridiculous when there's that whole, oh, we shouldn't judge people. Of course you judge people. You judge people every day. You judge someone walking towards you on the street and think, am I safe here? Like, that's a judgment.
Do you want?
Is that just me?
I'm gonna give people.
I'm on high alert.
I'm gonna give people a frustration account to follow. Oh. I'm gonna do it. It's at Lee's and Sarah.
Oh, Scott!
That's why I follow Lee's personally, actually, too.
Shut up, Sarah. That's so untrue.
It is really boring. Like when you were making your bed the other day.
What? I was not.
And all the cushions you put on. I know they were Sheridan, but don't spruik how much money you're earning that you can get
Sheridan
from the outlet.
Last week, Sarah and I were invited to MC an event. Big event. How many people were there, Sarah?
450.
Yeah, it was a pretty big event. And as part of their fundraising effort, because there was a charity component to the event, we thought, you know what? We're going to throw our hats in the ring, mm-hmm, and we're going to put ourselves up for auction, mm-hmm, because we're prizes, aren't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what we tell ourselves and everyone who meets us.
Mm-hmm.
We are something to be won.
That's right.
And we stood up there as an auctioneer rattled off ever-increasing dollar figures for some lucky person in the audience to dine with us the following day.
That's right. It was a breakfast date with Lise and Sarah from Those Two Girls. And we thought, you know what? Even if it raises...
This is it. This is going to tip the fundraising goal over
the
edge. We were there in all our finery, not how we look right now at this godforsaken hour of the morning where we've just rolled out of beds and we look like haggard zombies. No.
Anyway, a gentleman started bidding and he eventually won us
for the lofty amount.
How much was it?
$250.
Not bad, Sarah. $125 a pop. Now, we were like, righto, let's do brekkie with him the next day.
Mm-hmm. So?
The morning comes, the roosters crow, the sun shines brightly in the sky.
We swat the flies away from our made-up faces because we were in the country.
We make our way to the cafe.
We sit.
And we wait.
And we wait.
And we... waited, and we are still waiting because the fellow who won us never came to claim us. And we don't quite know how to feel about that because when you're stood up in a country town,
everyone knows
feel
about
good.
It. We're like a school hat that's in the lost and found box 2 days after school started.
I mean, bloody hell, Sarah.
Talk about our ego taking a hit. We thought, what have we got to do to have a stranger have brunch with us? Are we that untenable as... As
I mean, maybe the wedding rings on our fingers were a slight...
And every other prize did go for upwards of $1,500. We were...
The bargain basement prize. But you know
Should have been even more reason to come and have an omelette and toast with us.
So we're going to put it out. If you are the gentleman... I don't remember his name, do you, Sarah?
No.
If you are the gentleman, you know who you are.
Don't be nervous. Come forward. We won't bite. We just want a free feed.
We just want an explanation. Give us a buzz. 13 10 60. Call us anytime. And you can claim us anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
We miss you. We miss getting to know you.
You complete us.
Those two girls.
Hey, I am an absolute sucker for lists around dating deal breakers. And one has come to my attention that's given me the giggles no end. Lise and I were talking about it off air this morning and we started reminiscing about our own experiences when we were single gals about town in our 20s. But listen to a couple of these that have come out on the list. So...
Am I even here?
Hi, Lise. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
All right, get into it already.
It's just Sarah's talk back hour.
Oh, yeah, it seems
someone
that
Someone said, I rejected someone because they put spaces before their commas.
Oh, yes. That's a no for me.
I mean, it's petty, but it's very legitimate.
I would accept it once in a text. I would not accept it ever in an email.
It was a repeat performance.
Okay.
Before
if it's a
commas, question marks, exclamation marks, everything.
No,
another,
they're dead to me.
Another bloke dissed a girl because when they were driving to dinner, she started changing the presets on the car radio. He said changing the station would be forgivable, but the presets, he said that girl must be living in crazy town if she thinks that's socially acceptable.
Yeah, no. Not at all.
And then another one here was said, just dropped a girl after she replied, I've seen it.
Past tense.
Which is like hanging out with my five-year-old because that's the stuff that she says. I rundered there and I seen it.
Yeah.
That cat did bit me.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't have an ED on the end of everything. Lise, cast your mind back.
I can't.
To the dark ages.
Oh, it's so hard for me, Sarah.
When you were dating, were there any petty deal breakers?
I mean, you and I have spoken about guitar fingers before.
Yeah.
I can't go there. Mm-hmm. I can't date a man who has manicured fingernails. In fact, I like a rugged hand. If they don't have rugged hands, I'm out.
I want a rugged hand on your body.
That's
if you've got a long little fingernail, you're out.
Give me calluses.
Just buy a guitar pick.
Don't give me guitar fingers. What about you?
I once didn't go out on a date with a fellow because he wore a singlet under his shirt.
Sarah.
Now as I've gotten older, I appreciate that because I know that people sweat and it's an extra layer of
it's
protection
called a
against
vest.
A vest. Sure. Or a singly.
Yeah.
And once I dated a fellow who proceeded to drop his durry on the floor, but then pick it back up and continue smoking.
What? Was this in Bundaberg?
Honestly, I had a real penchant for country fellows for a while there, but they do like picking their fags up off the floor.
Wow.
Yeah, good times. Another one.
How many people did you
date? What the heck is going on?
I thought it was weird because he asked to hold my hand on the date.
The guy with the durry?
No, different one. And I thought that's so weird. So he was just holding my hand.
So talk me through. You were walking along the street.
And he said, "Can I hold your hand?" And then I said yes and just awkwardly presented him with a lump of flesh for him to hold. Anyway, the funny thing is I found out he'd broken up with his girlfriend to go on a date with me. We went on one date. He got back with his girlfriend.
Oh my God, you're like the antidote.
So I must have been the petty deal breaker. Lee, part of having a top rating national radio show is it's our job to bring really fascinating discussion ideas to the table. And I get my best work from memes that I find on the internet. So I stumbled across.
I mean, you should have been a journalist. And I value your input in this show. Continue.
Thank you. So I stumbled across a meme late last night and it stuck with me. It's played on my mind.
Okay.
Let me share it with you. What if birthmarks are scars from the injuries that killed us in our past lives? Boom.
Okay.
Mic drop. Hang on. This is me dropping the mic.
Do you have a birthmark?
I do, but it has faded significantly.
Where was it?
When I was born and growing up, and it faded when I was a teenager, I had a birthmark that was like a thumbprint right smack bang in the middle of my forehead.
Sarah, you were shot in the head.
That's the only way I can think of it.
By a sniper.
It was very noticeable. It was a pale brown. It never bothered me because when I was a little girl, someone had told me that people with birthmarks were special, that God had touched them or something. And I just ran with that as a four-year-old.
Nice.
And it's sort of helped my ego ever since, actually, even though the birthmarks faded. But I would be a checkout chick in shops and I'd have customers coming up to me saying, "Mate," I was in a regional area, "mate, you got a bit of dust on your forehead there, love."
Okay, so, yeah,
and
right.
I'd be like, "No, I don't. It's a birthmark." No.
They thought like it was cappuccino.
It's from the deli.
Yeah, right.
So, but then it faded. But it made me think, right smack bang in the middle of my forehead. Symmetrical, everything. Sniper.
I mean, you are annoying, so...
Do you have a birthmark?
I do have a little birthmark, but it's actually under my right cheek.
Buttock.
And not my facial cheek. Actually under my glute, my gluteus maximus.
Okay. And what shape is it?
I don't know. Can I show you?
Absolutely. I thought you'd never ask. It's like that time you had me check the mole on your bum to make sure it didn't change for skin cancer. This is how close we are.
All right. Well, there you go.
Are you legitimately showing me? Oh, God, there it is. Wow.
Okay. All right. So what? It's not large.
I think that's an arrow wound. I think it's an arrow that would have hit your artery and that's it. One life down.
The leg artery. Okay, this is interesting. Remember that time I went to see a psychic?
Yes.
And you know how I had that fear?
Everyone loves listening to things that psychics have told them.
Entertain
us.
Sarah, I've always had that fear of choking and of not breathing.
Yeah.
And when I went to see this psychic, she said, "Well, that makes perfect sense because you were strangled to death." In a former
there's no,
life.
No. There's no birthmark around your neck.
Well, I know.
Null and void. You've got a birthmark on your bum. You were shot in the bum.
Thank you.
Boom.
I feel better that we discussed this.
Tickety boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.